Welcome to the Rosetta Health podcast series. Rosetta Health recently announced that its health data exchange platform is being used in Nicolette's NicoBoard solution, which is a bedside empowerment technology for patients with babies in neonatal intensive care units. And today we're speaking with Phil Marty, who's the co-founder and CEO of Nicolette, more about this integration and what it means for NICUs. And Phil, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Matt.
Yeah, it's great to have you. If you don't mind, let's start at the top. Tell us about Nicolette, the company's background, how it all came about, all that good stuff.
I'm a NICU dad, graduated after having 25-weeker twins back in 2015, and actually December 2014. And so it's been around just over 6 years. And I wasn't in healthcare at the time, so I was in for quite a tough journey because I'd never really even been in a hospital before, maybe once before that. And so for the first time, both in a healthcare setting and then really at all, I just felt powerless and unable to really be a part of the journey with my children getting back to health. So there were decisions we made and had to make that we would do differently now. There were opportunities to be hands-on caregivers with our kids that we just didn't take because we didn't know how to. And there were consents, all kinds of consents that we signed that we didn't really understand. It's a tough journey. You know, when babies are that early, they're super tiny. I mean, my kids were under a pound and a half each. They were very sick, as most preemies are that are that early. So, you know, sick meaning lots of respiratory challenges, heart issues, potential brain issues. So it's a tough thing to try to navigate. And in a NICU, in an acute setting, the medical device technology is amazing. On the other hand, there's a complete absence of tools to help a parent be successful in the journey. And it just blew my mind that that could be the case, because in the business I was in, if you have customer who's using your services, you give them tools to help leverage those services, understand the value, make decisions, be a partner in what you're trying to achieve. And I couldn't believe that in the most consequential of circumstances, healthcare, an acute healthcare setting, that kind of tool didn't exist, but it doesn't. So throughout the journey of my kids, this kind of kept me up at night all the time, because they both have very different journeys. So Nicolette, my daughter, lived for 27 days. She passed away on day 27 in surgery for a gut issue. My son is doing great, came out of the hospital around his due date with no lingering needs for equipment or other types of treatment. So he actually exceeded expectations on the outcome. But he was in there 110 days. And his journey still, even though he did well, had tons of opportunities for me to make better decisions, for me to be a better hands-on caregiver that, you know, I just kept missing and kept realizing later I could have done better. And in other businesses, there are customer success tools. Why was there no customer success tool for me in this setting? And so even after I got home and my wife and I and started to feel a little bit like humans again and a little bit normal, I went back to work and just couldn't think about anything else besides attacking this problem of customer success tools for patients and their caregivers, and then specifically the NICU, for obvious reasons. So it just was one of those things where I couldn't stop thinking about it. So I eventually went back to a neonatologist that I had met and become really close with, asked him if he'd start the company with me. He said, yes. We recruited another gentleman I've known a long time as well, and the three of us started the company about a year after my NICU experience.
Wow, that's quite a story there. I did know that you did have that personal journey there. I think there was an Entrepreneur Magazine article that I saw about it. So it's certainly, this idea came about from a very challenging and difficult experience, but I think the outcome is that you've created a solution that really does help the customer journey for parents with kids in the NICU, which is a wonderful thing. And would love to hear more about the NicoBoard solution and what it's all about and what it offers.
Right. Well, so there's three main components to it. The first is transformation of electronic health record data, EHR data. So there's tons of data that's generated by the baby. That could be vital data, IO data, in and out. So what it's digesting or eating and all of that good stuff, its growth, and then other types of data as well. It all has meaning. It can all be used by the parent if it's presented in the right way. And that's really the thing that doesn't exist, is a usable format. And so the data is in the record. It's just not something that parents can get value out of today. So that was a big mission, a big part of the mission, transforming that data. So for us, transforming it means, yeah, taking it from unusable to usable and applicable for the parent. So we will take data sets and turn those into natural language updates and insights. In other words, raw data becomes sentences. And we also will help parents understand trends by visualizing it in a way that's super easy to consume and understand. So that's the first part, data transformation. The second is also data-driven. It's curating education. So it's important to understand the baby's status that comes through the data, but also to be educated on the baby's issues. So for preemie, like my kids were, that are super early, that'll be typically a lot of stuff around respiratory stability and health and heart and brain, you know, things that are very common for preemies. But then, you know, in the NICU, there's so many different reasons why a baby would be in the NICU. I mean, hundreds upon hundreds. And so no matter what the diagnosis is, or what the complication was, or the congenital disease, the tool curates the right education, the education that the NICU team wants the parents to be consuming, and delivers it to them right when it's needed. And so based on where the baby is at the moment. So the goal there is to absolve the need to go search for something on Google, for instance. The third thing is engagement. Engagement meaning getting parents hands-on and being a caregiver. It's not intuitive how you would do that, because it's a scary environment, a NICU. Babies in the NICU are fragile. They're small. So putting your hands on them to do kangaroo care, or to help feed them, or be part of a physical therapy session, or whatever the case, it's scary. You need to be encouraged to do it. You need to feel competent and confident in doing it. And so that's the third goal of the tool, is to make that easy and something that they feel like they should be doing, and something that becomes natural. So if we can achieve those three things, you know, make data usable by transforming it, curating the education, and then drive participation higher, that will achieve the goal we have, empowering parents. And if they're really participating and they're competent and confident in making decisions, all kinds of good things happen. The length of stay goes down. Readmissions go down. The first year of life healthcare costs go down. The mental health of the family improves. Their satisfaction and with their experience improves. So we're really driving that goal of improving their input and say and participation in the care.
That's great. Sounds like a wonderful platform there, and very needed. Like you said, it's definitely filling a niche that was never really filled before. And tell us about the partnership with Rosetta Health and how this will benefit the solution and ultimately the users of NicoBoard.
Yeah, there's a process there's a need for a strong process and a strong backing technology to take data from an EHR and smoothly integrate it into a product that does what ours does. And that's where the Rosetta partnership comes in. Number one, it's really important and hard to find partners that have like all of the right competencies in this area. So that's the first big deal, is like the table stakes. And secondly, to do it right with quality and integrity, and to have the dynamicism it takes to work with data to do something that hasn't been done before. So in other words, no one has taken data from the EHR and done with the things we're doing. So there's not like a cut and paste template out there. So Rosetta serves as our partner to be able to map data from the EHR into our tool in a way that's ingestible. And then we can do all the neat things that we do with it. So that's been absolutely incredible, because the reliability, the integrity, the security, that's all got to be in place. Otherwise, none of this functions and it's all just a pipe dream. So it was amazing to be able to build the structure of it, because I think we've been working together with Rosetta for at least 2 years, maybe three now. But then to actually turn it on, watch it work for the first time in the hands of parents, amazing. So like all of that came to fruition. And I really should also like stress the ability to be dynamic, because health systems are different from each other. You know, they're just not the same. So every integration can look different, will be different in some way. There will always be like some new things the hospital's hasn't done before. That just requires not just a strong tech and a strong platform, but, you know, the right people supporting it so that we can make sure things flow with integrity from point A to point B.
That's great. You know, so the solution recently launched, we announced the integration with the Rosetta Health platform, but what is your overall vision for Nicolette and NicoBoard and beyond?
Well, the first thing we're going to do is go from one NICU to many NICUs. So we're in the middle of doing that right now. We hope to be announcing NICUs 2, 3, 4, and 5 here soon. And then we're going to scale across different inpatient applications. So that's number two. Then we're going to, we're also working on telehealth solutions and then outpatient solutions over the course of the coming years. So the idea essentially is to go from the NICU, this one specific inpatient application, to just be the tool that everyone has on their phone on the whole planet to help empower themselves with their own healthcare data. So yeah, there you go.
That's great. That's great. Well, Phil, really appreciate you taking the time to do this podcast with us today. And what a great story there, you know, for the launch of this company. And it sounds like it's really, really something that's very well needed. And you're doing all the right things here in terms of launching it and rolling it out. And before we sign off today, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
No, I think that's it.
All right, perfect. Well, this concludes this Rosetta Health podcast interview. And as you heard, Rosetta Health recently announced that its health data exchange platform is being used in Nicolette's NicoBoard, which is a bedside empowerment technology solution for parents with babies in NICUs. And as you heard, Phil Marty, the co-founder and CEO of Nicolette, was kind enough to share his insights on the background of the company, the platform, the value of health data exchange, and much more. And Phil, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Matt.